Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're in Maseches Brachos Daf Nun. This is going to be a shortened session because I want to get this to you before Shabbos. So here we go. The 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings numerous sources that teach that based on how one recites brachas, it can be discerned if he's a Talmud Chacham or an ignoramus, a boor. So he's considered an ignoramus, a boor, if he says one of the following in the Zimun. Instead of saying uvetuvo chayinu, and through whose goodness we live, he says umetuvo chayinu, and from whose goodness we live, because he's minimizing Hashem's bestowal of goodness. If instead of saying uvetuvo chayinu, and through whose goodness we live, he says uvetuvo chayim, and through whose goodness they live, he's an ignoramus, because he's excluding himself. Instead of saying nivarech shalchanim shalo, let us bless he of whose we have eaten, he says lemi shalchanim shalo, to the one of whose we have eaten, he's an ignoramus because he's implying we're blessing one of many possible providers. And instead of saying Baruch Shalchanim Yishalo, blessed is he of whose we have eaten, he says Alamazon Shalchanu, for the food we have eaten, he's an ignoramus because it appears he's blessing the food and not the provider of the food. So we can discern how one says brachas, whether a person is a Talmud Chacham or an ignoramus, a boor. Secondly, if the group of three people ate bread together and then one of them recited Birchas Amazon on his own without a Zimun, he may join the other two in the Zimun so they can fulfill their obligation, but he does not fulfill his obligation since there's no such thing as a retroactive Zimun, as Zimun Lemafreya. So once again, all the different ways we can discern whether one is a Talmud Chacham or a boor, an ignoramus, in the way he makes brachas. And secondly, there's no such thing as a Zimun Lemafreya, a retroactive Zimun. So yes, he can join the others so they can fulfill their obligation, but he has lost his opportunity to fulfill his obligation. And number three, if one mistakenly put food in his mouth without reciting a bracha, so if it's a liquid, he should swallow it. He should spit it out if it's a food that won't become repulsive by spitting it out. He then make the bracha and then eat it. He should shift it to the side of his mouth if it would become repulsive by spitting it out, make the bracha while the food is on the side of his mouth, and then eat it. So once again, the 3 points are, the Gemara brings numerous sources that teach that based on how one recites brachas, it can be discerned whether he's a Talmud Chacham or a boor. Secondly, if a group of three ate bread together and one of them recited Birchas Hamazon on his own without a Zimun, he may join the other two in a Zimun so they can fulfill their obligation, but he does not fulfill his own obligations since there is no such thing as a retroactive Zimun, as Zimun Lemafrei. And thirdly, if one mistakenly put food in his mouth without reciting a bracha, if it's a liquid, he should swallow it. He should spit it out. If it's a food that won't become repulsive, make the bracha and then eat it. And thirdly, he should shift it to the side of his mouth if it would become repulsive by spitting it out, make the bracha, and then eat it. All right, so now we go to our siman. So the siman for nun is going to be a nincompoop. That's right, it's a real word. I checked and double-checked. It's a foolish, silly person. Here we go. The nincompoop always forgot to make brachas and join in a zimun, was declared a total ignoramus when the rabbi overheard all the textual changes he made in his benching. Once again, in slow motion, the nincompoop, which reminds us we're on Daf Nun. The nincompoop always forgot to make brachas because we were taught that if one mistakenly put food in his mouth without reciting a bracha, what should he do? Well, if it's a liquid, he should swallow it. He should spit it out. If it's a food that won't become repulsive, make the bracha and then he can eat it. And he should shift it to the side of his mouth if it would become repulsive by spitting it out, make the bracha and then eat it. So the nincompoop always forgot to make brachas and join in a zimun because we also learned if a group of three ate bread together, one of them recited Birchas Hamazon on his own without a Zimun. He may join the other two in a Zimun so they can fulfill their obligation, but he doesn't fulfill his obligation since there's no such thing as a retroactive Zimun, Zimun Refreya, and was declared a total ignoramus when the rabbi overheard all the textual changes he made in his benching. And that reminds us of the Gemara that brought numerous sources that taught that based on how one recites brachas, it can be discerned whether he's a Talmud Chacham or an ignoramus. Once again, the Siman is, the nincompoop always forgot to make brachas and join in a Zimun was declared a total ignoramus, and the rabbi overheard all the textual changes he made in his benching. All right, so that's it for today's short session. I'm Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.